So there was a concept of don't overplan,
mm-hmm.
get going on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was also the concept that this experiment was much too complicated
mm-hmm.
and really wasn't worth doing anyway. And we never did it. We never did that experiment.
Oh.
Yeah, it was too fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And we started doing some other stuff, and one thing led to another. And before very long,
mm-hmm.
we hooked into, somewhat serendipitously, an area of the brain
mm-hmm.
about which relatively little was known. There
mm-hmm.
were a few studies on it, but not very much, called the periaqueductal gray matter. And that became the structure of my laboratory. I mean, we worked on
Libeskind territory.
That became kind of Libeskind territory,
mm-hmm.
as it were. And we have been going along. We did kind of the first study that we ever did was kind of a rinky-dink for the study, and we didn't come up with very much, and something that kind of small effects. And then we did the same thing, but we did it in the periaqueductal brain matter instead of this other brain area. We started, and wham! We got this big result. Sword thumb data.
Hmm.
No statistics need apply. We don't need statistics. No statisticians need apply. And that was kind of a thing. I mean, like, that's what we wanted. You know, big data. You
know? Make an impact.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. make an impact. Just, you know, the results would be really clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of picked up on this periaqueductal gray matter and stuck with it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up then, you know, doing work on a number of other brain areas and so forth.
Right.
We didn't necessarily stick with it, but it for very long. But, you know, for a number of years we did. And everything we did with that area of the brain just worked out really well, very, very clearly. And we decided that we would use it as kind of a model area
mm-hmm.
of the brain having to do with pain
mm-hmm.
in some manner,
mm-hmm.
and kind of address it with a number
mm-hmm.
of different techniques from different studies, always looking at this part of the brain and its relation to pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we did lesion studies, we
mm-hmm.
recorded the electrical activity from this area of the
mm-hmm.
brain, we electrically stimulated this area of the brain, you know, these were sort of the three major techniques that people used in behavioral neuroscience, physiological
mm-hmm.
psychology, that kind of thing. You ripped out one of the gears of the watch, made a lesion to see what how
mm-hmm.
the watch would stop working,
mm-hmm.
what stopped working.
Right.
You would record the electrical activity, you would
mm-hmm.
listen to the workings of it,
mm-hmm.
or you would electrically stimulate
it
to sort of activate
yeah.
that area. And so...
But it was fairly clear that some kind of pain reaction occurred in this particular area
well, there
of the
was,
brain.
That was known before we got into it.
Okay.
We didn't... We were not the first to say that this area of the brain had something to do with pain.
Mind.
But we pursued that story
mm-hmm.
in an integrated way.